This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
What's up, buddy?
Holy cats, you're fired up.
Whoa!
Fired out of a cannon tonight.
Oh, man.
This week of vacation did you good.
Yes, it did.
Recharge the battery.
God. Got a 24 volt under me. Is that a thing? I just made that up.
Man.
I'm sure that's a thing.
Sure. I want to know how it's connected.
It's all connected.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. What have you been up to?
Not enough comic book reading.
Oh, man. I've done so much comic book reading.
God, I'm so jealous.
You should be.
No, Friday I picked up Destiny 2, so that's been my...
Oh my God, are you serious?
As well as my wife's birthday was Friday, so...
Nice.
We had birthday weekend, which was fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's
exciting. Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Can never repay her enough, let's put it that way.
I hear you, buddy.
Yeah, I could... I could book her a trip to, like, the most romantic spot ever and, like, spend a week with her and do, like, everything, like, the ultimate week, but it's never enough to deal with my stupidity throughout the year. Come on. Come on.
Oh.
Put her up for the Nobel Peace Prize. Come on now.
I hear you. Your wife is an angel.
Absolutely.
Your wife is an angel. You're an angel too, Nick. I gotta say.
Oh, man, come on.
You are.
Yeah.
When I grow up, I want to be like you.
Maybe I'm one of those angel statues in Doctor Who's
book. Oh, Lord. No, don't
Maybe
say
that's
that.
That's what I am.
Don't say that.
That's what I am. Look me in the eye.
Those are great episodes. Away. They might be my favorites.
And then look away. Except instead of biting you, I'll just come up from behind and tickle you.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
I'm just not as fun as the blinks.
Whoa, it's just too much. Too much already.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Comfy Couch. I have to get it in early.
Mm. That's what she said.
That was awfully early for that.
Is it? Is it?
Yes!
Is
yes!
it? Is no. it, though?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
That's false. That's false innocence on my
Oh man, Nick. I had a very, very nice vacation.
It sounds like it.
Very nice vacation. I can't tell you how nice it was. How nice it was. I spent my entire vacation updating the Nerd Legion website. There's a crap ton of new stuff on there.
Ooh.
It's super fast now. I'm actually considering... Yeah, go to nerdlegion.com. I mean, if they're listening to this, they know where to find it, right?
I would hope,
I mean, that's my
know.
Assumption.
You never know. People come in from, like, a Mike Myers podcast. They might not know the whole kit and caboodle.
That's a good point. Nerdlegion.com!
Yeah.
For a million websites and podcasts. Anyways, I worked on that. I'm considering open sourcing it.
Ooh.
I'm considering it.
That's fun.
I'm considering it. I'm very like into open source stuff lately, so I'm thinking about doing that on the site. So that's fun. A lot of stuff on there. I'm still working on new stuff.
Yeah.
That I can't talk about. And
can you share with the audience what you've been reading today?
Well, today,
just because I got a kick out of what I responded to you on.
Oh, the latest one you're talking about.
Yeah,
because I read a lot today.
Oh, I know, but I'm just talking about that one.
I will say I read more today than I read all week.
Ooh, take a guesstimate how much you read
today?
Yeah, issue wise.
Oh God, at least 60 books.
Oh my God, that's, you know what that sounds like? Heaven.
Pretty much.
Jiminy Christmas.
Pretty
I
much.
I couldn't even imagine.
Pretty much. It was amazing.
So yeah.
It was amazing.
Because even when you have all intention of like, I'm going to have a reading day, and you know your wife and your family agrees to it, yeah, all of a sudden, like 20 minutes in, it's like, oh, I really need to do X. And then all of a sudden, by the time you come back, you're so exhausted and out of that mind frame. It's mm-hmm. so frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, so as we record this, mm-hmm. Hurricane Irma is going up Florida, heading into Georgia, into South Carolina, where I'm at.
I know.
And then continue on to North Carolina.
Oof.
And so my plan when I woke up this morning, at 10 o'clock, by the way, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Because even though...
That was college, last time I did 10 o'clock. Oh.
It's funny, because even though I've been on vacation, I've been up at, like, 7 o'clock every day.
Sure.
Because I'm so used to being up at, like, 5 or 6 in the morning. Mm-hmm. That I just naturally wake up early. Anyways, I woke up at like 10 o'clock. My wife and I were watching. This is funny.
Uh-oh.
My wife and I were up till like 1 in the morning last night watching Conversations with My 6-Year-Old. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
No. Okay. I don't even know what that is.
It's a YouTube channel.
Okay.
They've been doing it for like 5 years now, I think. Mm-hmm. It started off being Conversations with My 2-Year-Old. And what they do is, it's a guy, and when his kid was 2, he's like, my kid's like does really funny stuff. And so he started this channel, and what they do is they have a full-grown adult role play. They reenact conversations between him and his daughter, but with him and this grown man. And so... The role of his daughter is played by this guy with a beard. It's hilarious, and I've seen some of the videos before, mm-hmm. and my wife started watching them again this week, and so last night she puts them on TV, and they were like clips because she was getting it from Facebook. So I was like, let's just get on their YouTube channel and watch them. So we watched like at least a dozen of them, and now they have a second kid who is played by like a 50-year-old, fat, balding, bearded man.
Wow.
And it's hilarious. It's hilarious. Anyway, so we watched that till like super late. And so I woke up late this morning. And I had full intention, Nick, of uh-huh. doing some hurricane prep. Let me tell you how much hurricane prep I did.
Oh.
I put the trash cans in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the lawn furniture from the patio and moved it to the side.
And you got those 60 comic books above sea level.
But I read 60 comic books, so that's important.
Right.
That's the most important.
For sure.
Most important.
Was this a... I know you didn't read them alphabetical.
Oh, no.
Did you... Was this all in a mood reading? Or did you say, I want to get through some Moon Knight? And then you sat down and read Moon Knight.
Nope. So most of what I read today was DC.
Mm.
Because, as you know, I've been reading pretty much every DC comic coming out. And as a result, I've been behind.
Mm-hmm.
There was one book I did not catch up on. I'll let you guess what book that was.
Let me think. Would it be... Well, I'm going to guess the book that I would be behind on, and that would be Justice League of America.
Oh, no, I quit reading that already.
That's a smart boy. That's my smart boy right there. That's him. Look at you.
No, I quit reading that like a month or two ago.
Gotcha. Good. No. I can guess what it is, and I don't want to fan those flames.
Good. So we're not going to fan them. People that listen regularly will know. If you don't know, shame on you. You need to go back and start at episode 1 of the Nerd Legion podcast and listen all the way through to this episode, which is like episode 6,000. I don't know.
Oh, don't do that,
people. I just made that up. Anyways, no, please do.
Oh, my.
Please do.
Download them, but don't spend all that time listening. But download them
and share them with your friends.
Yeah, and review. And hey, how about a couple reviews?
Yeah. How about a lot of reviews? That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Come on, people.
Yeah, people. What's wrong with you? Listen, we don't shill for reviews. You guys do what you want. Okay, you want a review? That's cool. I would much rather shill for reviews. Well, all right, you shill for reviews. I shill for the shares. I prefer the shares.
Okay, you shill for that.
See, there's a difference between us, Nick.
Yeah.
You have a corporate mindset. I'm in the open source mindset.
That's true.
I just want to share the love. I want everyone to come sit on the couch with us.
Yeah, that's what I want.
I mean, I don't know how many people that couch can hold, but it's okay.
It's a very expansive couch.
It is, right?
It's quite the sectional.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
No worries.
All right. So, anyways. So I caught up on all my DC except that one book.
Good.
Which is awesome. I do plan on reading
it. Does it feel good, or was it one of those you got, like, through three issues that you've been behind on, sort of like Justice League, and then all of a sudden you're like, why am I reading this?
No, well, you know, that's the thing. So I felt that in a couple of the books. I did.
Okay.
I really did. By the way, I was going to start this episode reading an email.
Ooh, we got an email?
We did. We got an email. I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to read it.
I love emails.
I'm not going to read it. But I'm going to reference it. Because this person, who shall remain nameless, and by the way, I don't know who this person is.
But I want to know the name.
I'll tell you the name after when I'm recording. Or maybe we should put him on the spot.
It's like an air of mystery.
Should we put him on the spot?
Is it? Can I guess who it is?
I mean, you can guess.
And you have to tell me if it is.
Yeah, you can guess.
Is it the world-renowned Sean Penn? He's been listening since episode 4.
He has. Friend of the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No. But it was not Sean Penn.
Whenever we get into the slap and tickle areas, he's always very scolding.
Mm. He
gets his feathers in a ruffle, so I figured he might be reaching out, especially after like the Mike Myers episode. You might not like all that loving.
But you know, like the thing is, we often have friend of the show Stan Lee on this podcast. You know what I mean?
That's true. God rest his soul.
And I mean, if Stan Lee loves it, then who cares?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anyways, so I was instead of reading this email, and I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to read this email. Because I don't want to give this person any kind of notoriety among everybody else.
A platform. Even though we always ask for people to email us and
we
ask
do.
Questions.
We do. We do. So person, I'm not going to name your name.
Oh, no. Sorry, Sean.
It's not. Sorry, Sean Penn.
It's not Sean?
Wait, it's not Sean Penn.
Oh, man.
But this person was a little concerned about our podcast, Nick. And I'm going to say this. It's not somebody that normally chimes in.
Ooh.
Okay? Because when I saw the email, I was like, wait a second. Who is this person?
Now I really have to think.
All right, you think about that.
Is it from Marvel's very own studios, Jeff Loeb?
Oh, man. I don't think Jeff Loeb listens to this. He might be angry.
Yeah, that's probably true. Okay.
So anyway, this person was concerned about our podcast. I will say this, Nick. I will say this. I am glad that somebody that we have no idea who it is.
Oh, no.
Who never talks to us.
Yes.
Is so concerned that they feel the need to write in to this podcast.
Is it Andre 3000?
It might be.
Ooh.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Ooh, I'm so close then. That's so exciting. I love Bombs Over Baghdad. What?
but this person was concerned about our podcast, Nick. Hmm. So apparently this person's been listening to the podcast for a few months.
Oh.
That's great. Exciting. I'm glad to hear that. A+ person.
Yeah. I'd love to know what brought him into the fold.
That's
him
a good question.
Or her. I don't know who it is. It could be Miley Cyrus. I don't know.
It's definitely a him.
Okay.
It's definitely a him.
Okay.
But this person was concerned that, you know, as of late,
mm-hmm.
this podcast often veers away from Comic Book Discussion.
Yeah, because it's about all things nerd.
So I was like, you know, I'm gonna email this person back. And then Nick,
yes,
you appeared on my shoulder.
What was I wearing?
A whole lot of nothing.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have my Spider-Man onesie on.
Nope.
It is on sale at Target, by the way. I saw it today. Almost bought it.
Oh my god! Almost, I need it.
You almost had a picture in your inbox, and that was no joke because it even came with the mask and everything. But it's like a fuzzy onesie. Oh, Spider-Man, dude!
Hell yeah! So anyways, concerned that we are not talking comics that much lately. Concerned. About maybe some of the political stuff that's being brought into the podcast at times.
I can almost see where this is going. Okay, yeah. Sure.
And so I thought to myself, person who I don't know who you are, thanks for tuning in. I'm about to cuss you out on this email. But, little naked angel Nick on my shoulder. That might be episode title.
Oh, I like it.
said to me, "Oh, Martinez, don't do that. This is a loyal listener who, even through the troubles, is still listening to this podcast."
Yeah, and took the time out to write us.
And took the time to write, but I didn't think about that. And so I thought to myself, you know what, little naked angel Nick on my shoulder, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not reply. I did not reply. This has been the general thing that I've been trying to do lately, is not immediately reply to things, not immediately comment on books or movies or whatever else. Just in general.
You're trying to curb your knee-jerk.
Correct.
Instantaneous reaction of the internet. I appreciate that. Correct. I applaud that.
I wish more people would do that.
For sure.
Wish
take
more
the time and
that.
Think about it.
Just think about it.
Just a little. Yeah.
Just a little. So anyway, so I did not reply. So I'm going to reply on this episode. I hope this person listens.
A public rebuttal.
I hope this person listens. Because I think, I think by now, people that still listen to this for whatever reason, God knows why.
No clue.
God knows why.
No idea. Yep.
For whatever reason. I think by now they understand what this podcast is about.
Mm-hmm.
We're
very big in the tickle community.
Yeah, for sure. If you do, email us, hello@nerdlegion.com, because Nick and I still don't know what this podcast is about.
No idea.
But those people can think.
It could be like that. You know what? It could be that scene in Ghost. They could be. We are Demi Moore, and they could be behind. They could be Patrick Swayzeing us from behind with the molding of the pot.
Oh man! Now I need to find. If I put the Ghost theme song in here, are we gonna get like kicked out of the internet?
Absolutely. Yeah, don't do that.
Damn it!
And the sad thing is, all I have in my head is the theme to Dirty Dancing in my head. So that doesn't help out at all. I can't even sing the right song right now.
Oh man! Anyways.
That's what our listeners could do. You want to mold the show? Get behind us. Put your hands into the book. Come on, let's do this.
Yeah, put my hand up on your hip when I dip you, dip we dip.
Yes.
See, you get it.
But what's the rebuttal? See, I thought it was going to go down like, hey, guys, you're doing too much slap and tickling. let's hyper-focus on Marvel and DC right now. Come on.
Well, look, here's the thing, Nick. I don't want to do that. I don't think you want to do that.
No.
I think the people that really get a kick out of this podcast don't give a shit for that. They listen to this because they just want some background sounds when they're at work. You know what I mean?
We have no idea why they listen. Still don't.
But so the thing is, I think there's times where you and I do have serious, meaningful conversations. Even when it's about butt tickling and grab ass.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But they're meaningful conversations. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
And so I went on the Nerd Legion website and I looked at the podcast description, which is the same everywhere. So like if you go to iTunes or whatever, it's all the same description.
Yes.
And I mean, nowhere on there did it say the Nerd Legion podcast talks about comic books every fucking week.
It never says that?
Wait, let's read it. Wait, is this right? No. Okay, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. I'm going to read the description.
Mm-hmm.
The Nerdy Legion is a weekly show. Well, sometimes more, sometimes less. But,
yeah.
I mean, we're kind of like, you know, we're there. Is a I weekly show.
I think we're nailing weekly. Come on.
For sure. Is a weekly show bringing you real talk on all our nerdy interests, from comics, TV, movies, anime, and more. The show features a core rotating team. Ooh, I need to change that. Well, I guess we do have a rotating team.
And I would be omitting anime, because that is rarely talked about.
Rarely talked about. The show features a core rotating team to showcase the level of diversity that nerd culture shares. Look at that. We just found out what the show's about. The show's about diversity.
We got to put this roller coaster on fire. We got to put it back on the tracks. Now we know what buckets we got to hit. Let's do this.
All right. This episode of the Nerd Legion podcast is brought to you by diversity.
Yeah.
And culture.
That terrible movie?
Yes. Is culture a movie? Isn't culture a book? I think culture's a book series. Never mind.
Can we be sponsored by Culture Club?
Oh, yes.
I mean, at least it would be fun, but yet we're not hitting a lot of these buckets that we just walked over. Can we start hitting these buckets maybe next episode?
All right, what we need to do? We need to rewrite the show description.
Yeah, we sort of do.
This is like a two-year-old... Is that how long we've been doing this podcast? God knows. This is a very old show description.
Yeah.
I mean, we do talk about a lot of different stuff.
It's good.
Maybe that should be that's our new show description.
That's it?
Nick and Martin talk about a bunch of different stuff. It's good.
Oh, see, I thought you were just going to go with Nerdy Legion. It's good. What?
Oh,
those search
man.
Bots are going to go crazy with that description. But there's no mention of, like, unicorns, rainbows, feather boas, cable knit sweaters.
I mean, we can't talk about all, like, put that in the description. Like, yeah, every single thing.
It's mentioned, I would argue, all the things that I just mentioned have been talked about on our podcast more than anime.
Is that true?
I would like to know.
I mean, I can talk about anime.
Oh, I know, and I could fall asleep as well, but...
Well, and so that's a thing. Let's both be engaged. Although, I will say, I do have Battle Angel Alita on my Comixology Unlimited queue. And I've seen the anime, and it was awesome, and so I'm hoping the manga is as good.
No, I love it when you talk about anime, but the last time you talked about it was when Castlevania premiered.
God, that was so good.
And that was quite some time ago.
That was quite some time ago. Anyways, the point of this story is...
Unless Julian wants to start coming on every week, that would be fantastic.
So I thought about talking to Julian about doing an episode on Death Note, but I haven't seen Death Note yet.
Well, get on it. You had a week vacation. There's slacker?
Listen, I was trying to catch up on comics, okay?
I know.
I was behind like 137 issues, Nick.
Oh, it's so good.
Now I'm behind like less than 10.
Mm. And you read some Batman Elseworlds. It's all good.
It's true. Batman Elseworlds.
Mm.
I read Ether from Matt Kent.
Nice.
I read a bunch of random indie stuff. I read Judge Dredd today, Nick.
I know, that's what I want. That's what I was happy to hear.
See,
about.
Look, this is why people tune into this podcast, Nick. Let me tell you why. We just spent 24 minutes of this show, 24 minutes and 30 seconds of this show, introducing the fact that today I started reading Judge Dredd Volume 1 from IDW.
Mm.
I mean, that's professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, you know what? You wanted me to talk about comics? I'm talking about goddamn comics!
Maybe you're not talking about the right comics for people.
I mean, maybe. Hey, guess what? I'm not going to be buying Marvel anymore, so there's that.
Oh.
That's out the way.
Oh, no.
Marvel's gone. Well, I'm doing Unlimited. Marvel Unlimited.
You get rid of Mockingbird, you just got rid of Martino.
That's right. Don't cancel Mockingbird, goddammit.
Mm-hmm.
Make Marvel great again. Bring Mockingbird back.
Oh,
amen. Mm. Anyways. So, yeah, so Marvel's gone. So I'm not going to be talking about Marvel on this podcast, Nick. I mean, maybe like old Marvel.
Yeah, that's what I like. That's what I come for.
The times when Marvel was great.
6 months ago.
At least.
Yeah.
6 months plus.
Well, I'm reading Secret Wars for the third time, and it's fantastic.
Ooh, I started that.
Ooh, it's good.
Listen, quit trying to derail me. We're not here to talk about Marvel.
We're not here to talk about comics? Sorry, emailer. No comic book talk.
No bye comics bye. For you. That was my initial reaction, by the way. I was going to bring up this email and then not bring up a single fucking comic book the rest of the episode.
Oh, that's mean.
But then I thought about it and I was like, but I've read so many.
Wow.
And they were so good, I have to talk about them.
And you know what we have to do? And we can discuss this with you there. Post-show or during the show? But you know what we have to do? Because we're into September at this point. We have to discuss what would you like to read so we can talk about some spooky Halloween-y type books.
Ooh. Ooh.
And I have a few that I've been debating and I really want to be nudged into happening to read.
So is it time for Two Weenies Talk Halloweeny Part 2?
Yes!
Oh, it's my favorite segment.
I knew I could bring it up to you at any time of the year. It doesn't have to just be Halloween. You are all over that.
Mm.
But I might have some suggestions that you might not want to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Do tell.
I just... Okay, I don't know if you're at all interested, because I know how many times you've poo-pooed it, but I still gotta read Outcast.
Mm.
Volume 2.
I mean, we can read it, if by read you mean fall asleep.
Oh, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then I'll... Okay, you can poo-poo that.
How about that? No, I think that's fair. Let's do this. Why don't you pick, like, three books, and I'll pick, like, three books, and sometime in the next few weeks, we'll gather around and record our Two Weenies Talk About Halloween-y episode.
Okay.
For 2017.
Good. Sold and sold.
And we'll see how it goes.
Can I tell you, and I think you're going to be very happy to read this.
Are you
going to
be talking about EC books?
No, because I don't have EC books.
Oh, go to your library.
I know. But if you gave me some titles, sent them over this week, I will queue up to get those from my library. So I will get them and read them.
Okay.
I can promise you that.
All right, fair enough.
I need titles.
Fair enough.
But can I share at least, these are only two issues, but I'm dying to read, and I want to read them with you.
Mm-hmm.
Werewolf by Night,
mm.
issue 32 and 33.
Mm.
Guest starring, and I think you're going to like it. Guest
my favorite.
Moon Knight.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very excited to get those last year, and I've been holding on to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited.
So Werewolf by Night, 32 and 33. Let me tell you a sad story, Nick.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you a sad story. As you know, Nick,
mm-hmm.
I'm a big Moon Knight fan.
I know.
You might have heard this before.
Mm-hmm.
You might have also heard that I have pretty much every single Moon Knight appearance ever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, there's some missing, but almost sure. every single one.
Sure, sure.
There is one book that I do not own, and that's Werewolf by Night 32.
Could it possibly be on Marvel Unlimited?
I mean, I've got it digitally. I'm talking about a physical copy, Nick.
Well, I don't even know what physical copy means.
But it's one of those things, like, I've got so many that I kind of want to have that. But the problem is, like, most of the copies you find online are CGC copies, and they're like $2,000, $2,500. And I'm not, look, if I'm going to spend that much money in a comic, it's going to be a Batman comic.
Yeah.
And not a Moon Knight. But we'll see. I mean, like, maybe one day I'll just be like, fuck it, I'm going to buy it.
But if you did have those issues in fantastic condition, you would slab as well. Come on. Anyone would.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I can't blame anyone for slabbing.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. One day. If anybody has a copy of Werewolf by Night 32 in decent condition, and by decent I mean like I'm going to read the shit out of it. Yeah. So not in a fucking plastic case. Let me know. And maybe I'll buy it from you.
Beyond a reader copy?
I just want it
to be a little bit better than a reader copy.
I want a reader copy, but I don't want like a shit reader copy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now can I ask you a couple other titles?
Sure.
That I've been batting around, just for me. It doesn't need to be for Halloween. But would you say Warren Ellis's, what is it, Injection?
Injection, yep. Mm-hmm.
Would you say that's horror?
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay, good, because I want to read that.
I mean, like, in the same way that Trees is horror, right?
All right. Okay. I wouldn't consider Outcast like horror upon horror, but there's some creepy moments to it.
Well, I don't know if I agree with. I mean, I think Outcast is horror.
Isn't crazy. It isn't gratuitous.
I think that's the problem. And we might have talked about this with like movies previously. Mm. I think like the horror genre has been so watered down by things like torture porn. And by torture porn, I mean like the Saw movies or what's that other shitty ass movie, Hostel? Mm-hmm. Like those kind of movies. And this is like going back forever, dude. Like in the 80s when like Hellraiser was coming out and stuff.
Yep. Like,
that's horror.
For sure.
But like, is it really horror?
Yeah, there's something else there.
Yeah. So like, all right. So I just watched Alien Resurrection this week.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about that if you want. But I watched Alien Resurrection. And after I watched it, I ended up watching all the other ones too. Well, except four. I didn't watch... What was four? Resurrection? I didn't watch that one.
Okay.
But I watched 1, 2, 3, and I watched Prometheus and Alien Covenant. And
Was 4 the one that was directed by the guy who did Dark City?
Oh, is that so? That's too bad, because 4 was terrible, and Dark City's a great movie.
I know it was directed by a director that you'd be like, what? Like, it's a good director.
All right, we're about to find out.
I know, now I'm running.
But,
find out.
So anyway, so I watched those, and I mean, it's so weird, like, how different all these movies are.
For sure.
And, I mean, the first one is a horror flick tied up in like a sci-fi story, and then like 2 and 3 are more sci-fi.
Oh, it was done by Genet.
Yeah, Genet. City of Lost Children, that was good.
Yep. Amelie and City of Lost
Children. I didn't like Amelie that much, but City of Lost Children was good. Matter of fact,
and Delicatessen, which you would think,
I don't think I've ever seen that.
That is like such a like, there's funny tones to it, even though the subject matter is like completely disgusting.
Mm.
But there's a lot of funniness to it. That, how did you pick him to do it? Oh well,
post-apocalyptic black comedy. Maybe I'll watch it. I'll see if I can find it. Anyway, but like Alien, like normally you would think, like if somebody says to you Alien, you don't think horror movie. You know what I mean? You probably think sci-fi.
Sure.
Unless you're like into those kind of movies. But Alien's a horror flick. And just there's such like a wide, varied range. So yeah, I think Injection would fit, just like Trees fit. I think horror has like the biggest. What's the word?
There's a large umbrella.
Yeah, exactly. I think maybe larger than some of the other genres.
Sure.
So yes.
Now can I ask you two more, and then I'm done.
No, and never be done.
Oh no. Steve Gerber's Man Thing.
Okay.
Or Monster of Frankenstein. Both right around the same time period.
Mm.
But since they're Marvelized, can you really, you know, like even Swamp Thing, when people are like, that's gothic horror. I'm like, yeah, but also Batman was in it. Like, yeah, I get it. There's themes there. But it's also under an umbrella of capes and cowls. But if I wanted to read those, would that be like, oh, that's a fun thing to do for Halloween?
I don't see anything wrong with that.
That'll get me in the mood.
No, yeah, I don't see anything wrong. And you can't go wrong with Gerber, so there's that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think I'll accept that.
Okay.
I'll accept that.
I'm not saying for Halloween-y. I'm just saying, like, those are too big. Like, the Man Thing one is gigantic. Like, oh, there's sure, no way. Yeah, there's no way I'm going to be like, Martin, suspend all reading and just concentrate on that one. Like, ugh. A lot. But I'll do it.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's cool. Matter of fact, I might read some Man Thing. It's been a long time, Nick. Very long time.
I'll be hopefully having that done by Halloween-y, so.
You know what's really not good is the R.L. Stine Man Thing.
I've heard only bad things.
Oh, wow, that was that bad.
Yeah, oof.
I mean, here's the thing, Nick. Mm-hmm. I am not one to say that something sucks.
Yeah, we're not here to judge what you like and what you dislike.
Look, we don't judge. If you like something, good for you. This actually came up yesterday on Twitter because somebody was shit poo pooing on Harbinger Renegade. I don't know if you saw that conversation.
Nope.
Well, good. Somebody was poo pooing on it and tagged the CEO of Valiant Comics.
I did see that. Yes,
you
yes,
did
yes.
see that. And I think yes. I think Paul chimed in. I had to chime in. Friend of the show Travis Williams chimed in. I know Aaron chimed in. Here's the thing, folks. Like, there's nothing wrong with you disliking something, but don't be a fucking asshole and start tagging people that work on the books and telling their book sucks. Fuck you. Anyways, let's move on from
Amen.
That.
Amen. Unless you're Alan Moore or Grant Morrison and you're actually in the industry producing product, like, then you can compare shit.
Yeah.
But, come on.
If you want to shit talk it among your friends, that's a different story.
Absolutely.
But don't start tagging people that work on the books and tell them their shit sucks. That's ridiculous. Anyways.
People need filters.
We're off topic, Nick.
Ooh, okay.
I need you to open your Google Doc and go to page 3, section 37, paragraph 4, so we can continue. Are you there?
Yeah, I like the picture.
Okay, good. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah.
If you want show notes, you can go to nerdlegion.com/show notes/ you're in the wrong place because we don't have any. All right. So, what were we talking about? Oh, horror. I gotta see what I'm gonna choose. I've got some ideas. Okay. I have Ghosted in my Comixology Unlimited library, so I maybe
because
I've heard good things about that. But Nick,
I need a list from you, and then I'll grab it from the library, and then we can record at the beginning of next month.
Well, there's a problem, because one of the books I'm considering talking about, I don't know if I consider horror.
Uh-oh.
I want to briefly mention it.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about it a little more in depth, maybe in a few weeks. It's called Heavenly Blues. I tweeted about this today.
Okay.
And this actually came up a few days ago. So I think Jay brought it up from Best of the Rest podcast. I think he brought it up on Twitter in regards to a conversation that Mike started. And he brought up Heavenly Blues, and I looked it up. I was like, I don't know what this is, but I respect Jay's opinion on indie books, because, of course, he does an indie podcast about them, and he reads a lot of indie books. And I was like, if Jay likes it, chances are I'm going to like it. Because I think Jay and I have a lot of similar tastes, except for the fact that he loves slice-of-life books, like everybody does for some reason, and I can't stand them. We can talk about that later. And so I tried to find this book, and it's made by Scout Comics, which I'm familiar with Scout, because I have read a couple of things from him. And the guy that runs Scout is Jim Pruitt, I think it is, which is Joe Pruitt's brother, twin brother, from Aftershock Comics. And I've talked to him at a couple cons. He was at Heroes, I talked to him, and SC Comic Con, I talked to him. Anyway, super cool. So I'm familiar with Scout. But because of the way that I get my books and the way that I've been reading my books, I miss out on a lot of small indie stuff until one of our friends brings it up. So I was happy that he had brought it up, but Scout Comics is not on Comixology. So I couldn't go and just buy a copy of it. So I try to look online, and I mean, I can like order one on eBay, but do I want to pay like, you know, I mean, you end up paying what, like $8, $10 for a comic at least. I'm like,
What about through their website?
So that was going to be my next thing, was to try on their website. As that happened, Ben Kahn tweeted in reply to that, and he's the writer of Heavenly Blues. And
oh my,
I had said something about like, oh, this sounds awesome, like I'm going to track it down. I'm tracking number one now. And so as I'm tracking, trying to find a physical copy of this book, the guy tweets back and he's like, hey Martin, if you want a copy, let me know and I'll send you a copy. And so I said, fuck yeah, send me a copy. So he and I DM'd back and forth for a little while.
What the heck?
He and I DM'd never back and forth. To me. Well, you know. He and I DM'd back and forth a little while that night and then the next day. And then he sent me issue 1, 2, and 3. So I read the first issue of Heavenly Blues number 1 today. And it was fucking awesome. And I think it was so awesome because everything else that I read, well, not everything else, but 80% of what I read today was Capes and Cowls. And this is not at all that. So I don't know if like that makes it better for me than it is. I don't know. We'll see. I haven't read 2 and 3 yet. But I really dug it. And I don't know if it's a horror book because it takes place in hell, but it's not really hell. And there's like a angels and heaven and hell. I don't know, whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to discuss the book tonight, but the premise is awesome, and what I read is not at all what I expected, and the art is not the type of art that I usually enjoy, but I really dug the art. And Heavenly Blues is a fucking awesome comic, so if you can track it down, I suggest you go track down Heavenly Blues by Ben Kahn, and I can't remember the artist.
Did he ever say why the pipeline is so tough to get a hold of that comic, or no, why it's not on Comixology?
No, I didn't ask him. And he'll be on a podcast. I don't know if... So I thought about trying something different, because we've had creators on like different Nerd Legion podcasts before. I don't think we've had any on this. Well, I mean, aside from Luke and stuff, but usually we do the interviews on like Valiant Central and things like that. And I know that Jay wants to do an interview with him. So, that's all set up. Like, the dude is like, whenever you guys want me on, just let me know, I'll be on. And that's awesome. That's the good thing about indie creators, by the way, right? Because obviously they want to promote their book, and they're more than happy to talk to anybody. So anyways, I don't know if they're going to interview him or if I'm going to talk to him or what, but I have an idea. Because, here's the thing, Nick, a lot of podcasts have creators on just to interview them, right? And that's fine. But here's the thing, there's people that don't care for interviews. I have an idea that's an interview, but masked in something else. And if it works out, it'll be awesome. And if it doesn't, it's going to be an utter fucking disaster. So we might try it with him, and if it works out, then try it with somebody else.
Interesting.
Yeah. So anyways, Heavenly Blues, go check that out if you haven't. The floppies might be hard to find. And I'm curious, like, if you're a small indie publisher, why in the world would you not put your stuff out digitally? That makes no sense to me.
Even if you're doing it through your own website.
Sure.
Like, even if I understand if you're against Comixology, what a big business. But why wouldn't you offer your stuff digitally through your own website? You haven't.
Well, so if I remember right, Ben's got Heavenly Blues links on his website. And by the way, I did buy, he had a graphic novel that came out, I think, a year ago, maybe. I bought that. It should be here tomorrow. It's called Shaman. And I'm looking forward to see how that is. Because from the description of that, I think there's going to be some thematic overlap with Heavenly Blues. So I'm very curious. Anyway, so yeah, like I said, he had copies, like links on his website. I'm on the Scout Comics website now, and you can buy their comics on their website. I'm trying to see if these are digital or not. And see, it doesn't even have all the books. Why would you not, why would you do that? Okay, let's see. Is this a physical copy or a digital copy? I bet this is... All right, so I'm not going to go through this whole thing. No, this is... All right, see, here we go. These are physical copies. You can't buy digital copies from their website. Because when I try to buy this, it's $3.99 for the comic, $6 for shipping.
Can you buy Heavenly Blues number one?
Yes, for $9.99.
But at least it's there.
Well, it's there, but why can't you sell me a digital copy of it? I'll pay you $4 for a digital copy, but just make it available. Does that make sense?
No.
It doesn't make sense to you?
No.
What, the fact that they don't have digital copies, or that I would pay $4 for a digital copy?
That they don't have digital copies. And you would think that he would talk to his brother and be like, yo, what's the story with Comixology? I mean, fill me in.
Maybe it's just not that easy to get started with that. I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway, I'm curious. Maybe I'll find out. Jim Pruitt, email the show, hello@nerdylegion.com, and let us know.
Sounds like a question for the interview.
Well, I mean, Ben's not going to have anything to do with that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he might know something.
Yeah, he might. Anyways, Heavenly Blues, fucking awesome. I'm trying to think what else like really stood out to me. I read Dead of Winter tonight. Have you heard of this book?
I've heard of a movie called Dead of Winter, but not a comic.
I don't know if it's related to the movie at all. I think it's Dead of Winter is based on a role-playing game, like a board game.
Ooh, okay.
I think that's what I read. Anyways, it's a zombie apocalypse thing, but the main character is a dog.
Hmm.
And it's really interesting.
Is it a talking dog?
Well, not really. Okay. And I didn't like the art. I think that, so that was the thing. So I didn't want to read it because looking at the art, I just didn't think it was good.
Well, hey, guess what? Sometimes art, what's great for me is not as great for you. So.
Well, that's true. And then having read the book, I think the art suits the story.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some of the way that the art is done is maybe made to fit that kind of story. So I kind of forgave it at the end.
Okay.
Because here's the weird thing. Like, there's, to me, and I, look, here's the thing. I was not an art major in college. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know shit about art. Here's what I know about art. There's museums. I like going to them. I like looking at them. I like to draw sometimes. I like to paint sometimes. Mm-hmm. I don't know shit about technique. I don't know shit about criticizing art. Okay? I read comic books. That's what I know about criticizing art. But there's like, there's even like elements of like Sam Keith in there. And you know, I love me some Sam Keith. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know what it was. But it's an Oni Press book and it was interesting. I don't know how many issues are out.
So even so it was just one issue you read.
I just read one issue. Yeah.
So even though you didn't care for the art, at least there was something with the story that kept you reading.
Yeah, I like the story. And that's, well, no, I kind of, after I read the book, I kind of dug the art. Just flipping through it to see if I wanted to read it, I wasn't quite sure about it.
Okay.
So there was that. Dead of Winter. So interesting. I'm going to see if I can pick up the rest of it. If there's more, I have no idea.
It might have won you over.
It might have. Yeah. It might have.
Yeah. That's cool.
There's that. Now, Nick.
Yes.
I did read half of Judge Dredd Volume 1 from IDW.
And this is the very first Judge Dredd you've ever touched?
It is not the first Judge Dredd I've ever touched. It is the first only Judge Dredd thing I've ever touched, if that makes sense. Because I've read like the crossovers, like there was an Alien Predator Judge Dredd that came out that was fucking awesome. There was the Batman Judge Dredd. Like there's been a bunch of Judge Dredd crossovers over the years that I've read and really dug.
Okay, that's what I was getting to.
Yeah, I've seen the Arnold, not the Arnold, the Stallone Judge Dredd.
You mean the great Rob Schneider vehicle?
Exactly. I'm glad we're on the same page.
I'm glad
we're on the same page. I've seen that. I didn't think it was that bad. I've seen it multiple times. Like I think.
I think my dad and I saw it
in theaters.
So did I.
Yeah.
I was a huge fan, Judge Dredd.
However, the Keith Urban, Carl Urban, Carl, whatever.
Carl.
Carl.
Mm-hmm.
That one was great.
That one was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's really fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really, really good. Anyways, Judge Dredd, Volume 1. Written by... Do you know who wrote it?
No, I haven't read any IDW Judge Dredd.
Michael J. Straczynski.
Ooh, do tell.
It is really fucking good.
So it is him back to writing good sci-fi, huh?
It is great. Dang it. I think I read 4 stories.
Nice.
One of them just kind of didn't make sense. And I think some of the problem was that the art threw me off a little bit. It took place in like the store at one of the malls, and there was like a riot or something, and the store owner was getting robbed, and he confronted one of the robbers, and it was one of his best customers, and he beat the shit out of him, and of course Judge Dredd pops in, and he's like, "Fuck that. I'm the law, bitch." And I was like, yes! But this guy was shit out of luck. Anyways, it was really good. I was very surprised. I need to go back and look to see who the artists are on this. Because some of the art is really fucking good. The last story that I read was a story about Judge Myers getting blackmailed. Not blackmailed. He gets set up by a mysterious person for murder. And it's up to Judge Dredd and Judge Anderson to find out what the deal is. And it was cool. Like, there were some, like, crime noir elements, which I really dig. And then you find out at the end who it was. Who's the artist on that? Nelson Daniel was the artist on that. I don't know who that is, but it's cool. It's a little cartoony.
Yeah.
But I dug it.
You had me at JMS.
I hear you.
Because even when he strikes out, at least he's swinging. I love his writing.
Here's some of the art. Nelson Daniel, Langdon Foss, Paul Galassi, Zach Howard, and Brendan McCarthy.
Dang, all right.
Yeah, it's a good lineup. Anyways, that story was awesome. Judge Anderson, I got a little crush on her, I got to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like the psychics.
Yep, I sure do, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody can beat my Emma.
But I didn't say she had to beat Emma.
Here's the challenge for you, comic book creators.
Mm-hmm.
Create a character that I love more than Emma Frost. I mean, Judge Anderson's pretty damn good right now. Not quite Emma Frost.
No.
Not quite Emma Frost. Anyways, the trade's 120 pages. I'm like 50 pages in, maybe. It's really good. I recommend it. I went on the IDW website to see maybe about buying the physical copy as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, the trade is like $40 fucking dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I said, whoa.
You pump the brake just a little?
Yeah, you can get it on their website. I think it's $39 for the physical copy, which is fine. So I've got some of the IDW Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle ones, which are cool. Like, they're a little oversized. They're hardcover. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's kind of, like, I can see why they're $40.
Sure.
But then right next to it is like, or buy digitally for, I don't know what it was, $11.99 or whatever. And, of course, I'm reading it for free because I'm doing Comixology Unlimited, which is $5.99 a month. I'm still on my free trial, too, so.
Well, $5.99 is not too bad. They're starting to increase a lot of their offering.
Oh, my God. Wait a second. There's a Judge Dredd Anderson side division comic. Oh, I might need that.
Who writes that?
I don't know. Let's find out. Matt Smith. The Doctor?
What?
What? Not possible. Matt Smith. He did Mother Russia. Okay, I like Mother Russia. Saga of Metal. Deathlock? What? BPRD. Astronauts in Trouble. Alright, so he's done stuff that I enjoy.
Yeah.
Deathlock, though. Wow. What is this? Deathlock. This must be some kind of omnibus. $29.99. Deathlock Rage Against the Machine. Collects Cable 59 to 62 on Kenny X-Men 371, X-Men 91, X-Men Annual 99, Deathlock number 1 through 11.
Oh, how much is that?
$29.
That's a lot of comics for $29.
Yeah, but it's a fucking digital comic.
Oh, it's a digital. Oh,
this is digital.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Got here. All right, here we go. You'll like this, though. You ready? The writers are Joe Casey.
Check, yes.
Alan Davis.
Oh,
Terry Cavanaugh. And then on art, we've got Rick Lenardi. Jose Ladrone, which I love Ladrone. Oh, my God, dude. Whew. Okay. Jim Chung, Eric Canetti, and John Buscema.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Holy macaroni.
That's 500 pages, though. God, that is a lot of fucking comic, man.
Yeah, holy cow. That sounded pretty good.
All right, I'm going to put this... Is there? I had to wish list. I'm going to put it on my wish list. If it ever goes on sale, I'll get it.
Nice.
Because that's... You know what? I need to see if this is on Unlimited. What am I doing?
Right. You have that service.
This has to be Unlimited. All right.
You have the service. Use it.
This Judge Dredd Anderson side division, though, that's tempting. Let me look at some of this art in here. Oh, yeah, this is pretty good. I mean, it's not great, but it's pretty good.
That's all right.
I think I'm going to get this.
See, for me, Judge Dredd is always... I mean, you can't get past Boland, but it really comes down... At least modern Judge Dredd comes down to the writer.
All right, you know what? I'm gonna do one of my picks right now for our Halloween-y thing.
Is this a pick to click?
Pick to click.
Halloween-y.
No, we're definitely gonna do for Halloween-y. I'm gonna do the Predator versus Judge Dredd versus Aliens.
Ooh. Yep. I better write that down.
Yeah, because I've got that. I don't know if you can. I'm sure you can get it from the library if you look hard enough. I would think.
I'm sure I can. But I just don't want to forget that I'm supposed to be looking for it.
I have all the floppies. I haven't read a single one.
Oh, no.
Yep. But I love all of the three things in this book.
Mm-hmm.
All of the three things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Nick.
I like it.
So many comics. Judge Anderson, I love you.
Can I, since we're on the Dredd tip, can I ask you, have you looked into those Judge Dredd files?
Yeah. Not yet.
Have you picked one up and flipped through it?
Nope.
It's really well put together.
Is it?
And they are very thick. they're a good value if you still are interested in physical comics. It is a nice looking collection.
Huh.
And a lot of them will be like, oh, you want the John Wagner years? Here they are. Oh, you want the, you know, Carlos Esquera years? There they are. Mm. Like, they know why people go to Judge Dredd. Like, there are fan favorites.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude. This fucking, like, heads busting open everywhere. Comixology, fix your search, bro. Their search is terrible.
It is
why
terrible.
Why is their search so bad? They're owned by a multi-billion-dollar company.
I know.
The search on the Nerd Allegiance site is better. God damn it.
The scary thing is, like, Amazon picks them up, pulls out the Comixology Unlimited. That's awesome. Finally, now you can sign in with your Amazon account, or you can buy, like, Comixology gift cards through Amazon.
And then your Kindle books show up in Comixology, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's all, like, plus, plus, plus.
Yep.
This is all great stuff.
Yep.
The one thing they haven't even touched is their search engine.
God, awful.
Bewildering.
Awful.
Yeah. But those Dredd files. Next time, and I know this is like staring at a unicorn on a rainbow, but next time you're at like a Barnes & Noble, mm-hmm. I know bookstores, who would have thought, or your comic book store, just look. I mean, take 5 minutes and look for one of those Dredd files, because they're really cool.
Mm.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love, like, the Eagle comics, the colored versions, especially of Boland's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But who the hell cares? Like, these black and whites, oh, my God, they're so beautiful.
Mm.
Yeah, you'll dig them. And you really can't go wrong. Like, you can't go wrong, and I understand why Dredd is so popular. It is his look. It's just freaking badass.
Kevin P. says I should check out America and Trifecta. Great Dredd books. You know what? I'm going to do that just for you, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I don't even know why it's taking me so long to read one of these fucking things.
Yeah, I'm shocked. I was surprised the Batman Dredd didn't pull you in.
Well, and I've got that. I think I've got a couple copies of that, actually.
Once you see Judge Death, it's like, oh my god, what the hell's going on? Like, oof.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, I'm very excited for this. And I want to briefly say, Comixology Unlimited, well worth my $6.
Good.
I think I'm going to continue with the Unlimited thing. Here's what I like. So I think
what's the newest comic that they have got? Like, you pretty well know Marvel Unlimited is like you wait 6 months.
Sure,
that's just a given. But what about Comixology? Like, how far back do they go that all of a sudden it's like, oh, that comic book came out 3 months ago?
Oh, Judge Dredd, Mega City. Oh, I need this too.
Mm-hmm. Is that IDW?
Let's find out. I don't know. It's on Unlimited. It is IDW, yes.
Okay, then I haven't read it.
Douglas Walk and Ulysses Farinas. Interesting. The art is very weird. It looks like... oh, God, what's that cartoon? Oh, man, it's actually really awesome, though.
All right.
It looks... like a little bit like Futurama. I don't know.
Whoa.
But it's really fucking good. Oh, man. How do I share? All right. I'm going to share this image with you. Let's see if this works.
Through the Twitters?
I guess on Discord.
This will be interesting. First time for anything.
Let's see. Is this it? This might be porn. Let's find out.
Oh, my.
Upload.
Whoa.
Right?
Holy Christ. What is that? What did you just send to me?
That's a full-page spread in that book. It's a picture of Megacity.
You know what this is?
Oh, my God. It's a Stallone on there. That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. There it is. You know what this is? This reminds me of? This reminds me of, oh, good golly, what's his name? Oh, Christ, I can't think of his name now. Darn it. Holy Christ, that's busy.
I mean, I can't help you.
That's really neat. I'm just fixated. Wow.
That's cool, right?
That's really neat, yeah. Yeah. Where's I need a sale?
Comixology Actually, Unlimited 30-day free trial.
I was gonna say this is old enough that heck, if this is free, why not?
Mm-hmm. You can buy it for $11.99 or read it for free with Comixology Unlimited.
That's the way to go.
I don't know, Nick. To answer your question, they've got some new stuff like the
that's pretty.
Those awful Marvel Generations books. They're on Unlimited. They're not very good.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, they're not good at all.
So
there's that. I mean, I don't know about the rest of these. Here's the thing. All right, so going back, what was that, like two episodes ago when Mike was on here? Last episode? I don't fucking know. Some episode ago when Mike was here. Yeah. Oh, Inhumans, what is this? All right, sorry. Mike was talking about how he's a mood reader. Let me tell you, Comixology Unlimited is the perfect thing for a mood reader. Because today, so I finished reading all these books, and I didn't read them in any particular order, but I read like a full series, and then I would go to the next one, right? This, I'm just like, I don't even know what to read. I'm just going to borrow, and then just like close my eyes and spin the wheel of mythicality, you know what I mean? Just see what comes up.
How is the interface and saving aspect of it compared to like Marvel Unlimited?
It's a little bit better.
Okay.
It's a little bit better. But I just find that it almost seems like Comixology's website has gotten slower.
Ooh.
You don't get that? Well, you use the app.
Yeah, I use the app.
I don't know. It just seems like it's gotten slower. And I'm not sure what to think about that. Now, granted, I had 300 different things running in the background, as I always do, so it could have been me. But I don't know, man.
Yeah, close some of your windows.
Yeah. And the thing, too, is I still haven't tried this on my tablet. I've only tried it on my computer.
Oh.
Because we have a tablet. We had a Kindle, whatever the hell, that we never use. And I was going to be like, yeah, I'm going to put Comixology on here. And I haven't even charged the thing yet. So.
Oh man.
Yeah. Well, part of that, Nick, is like I got a new chair.
And yes, I saw the chair.
It's the best. I feel like I'm in a race car all the time. And so it's really comfy, and I just want to read comics at the computer.
Very good.
I'm generally at the computer anyway, so.
Okay.
Judge Dredd, go read it if you haven't. God damn it.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It's really good.
And there's decades of reading waiting for you.
No doubt.
Yeah, it's all just fun. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like this is opening up your world to like, oh, look, it isn't just there's one arc out. Now go read it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going from, like, widescreen to full screen. It's just like, whoa, look at all this.
Yeah. Gosh.
Yep. Yeah, it's so much fun.
Yep.
Yeah, like, I was never into, like, cable. And then for whatever reason, I think it was, like, Dwayne Straczynski, is that it?
Yep.
Like, once he started his run. That was when all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, cable is like Terminator 2. And that's when I totally got hooked into like cable, and I read him from that point forward.
Nice.
Going back into the 90s, not so much, but it was still one of those, and it wasn't even like I got into it when it was originally out. I was just sort of at a bookstore flipping through trades, and I was like, oh, I like this writer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I flipped through and I'm like, oh, the art looks pretty good. And there was like a lone wolf and cub aspect to it, which I really liked. But then all of a sudden I was like, this is cool sci-fi. Like, to know that, holy Christ, I have like six trades waiting for me. Mm-hmm. Was very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so good luck on your Judge Dredd and
thanks, buddy.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
It sure will. I just found something else to add to my list.
Uh-oh.
The zombies that ate the world.
Of course.
There's like six different volumes, and Jerry Frizzen is the writer. I'm not sure who that is, but the art is Guy Davis.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is this?
Print release 2015, it looks like.
Dang. I was wondering what the hell Guy Davis was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I got up to, you know, his Hellboy stuff.
Yeah.
After the Marquee, and he just sort of, like, fell off my radar. Once he fell off of, you know, BPRD.
Yep.
Dang, that's great.
We'll see how this goes.
Yeah, you let me know.
Oh.
That might be worth $5.99 a month.
It's true. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, what you got for me, Nick? I'm talking too much tonight, Nick.
No, you're not. I love it all.
Too much talking.
No, never.
Paul wants me to switch to all library. Shut up, Paul.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. I like to buy stuff, damn it.
I hate to say it. I've, like, there's a point where I even get stuff for free from the library, but for me to find a decent spot to sit down with proper lighting in my house is a real pain in the ass.
Mm.
So having it right on my tablet, it's... Mm.
Yeah, it's convenient. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yes.
But
I did, just to throw out a little something, I did finish Spider-Man Masterpiece Collection Volume 4.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it was the last Steve Ditko. So I think Volume 5 starts John Romita Sr.
How was it?
Oh, it's dated as all.
Is it really?
Yeah, I mean, you have to expect that. Come on.
Well, I mean, that's not always true, but yeah.
But it was really fun, and it brought me back to why I love romance books from that time period, because it was like Peter was in a love triangle with... This is even before you know, you hit a home run, Tiger, you know, even before she came on. So it was just like him with Betty and him with Liz Allen, and both of them think that he is interested in them, but then they can't believe another girl's in the picture. And it was just the love triangle was fantastic. And stuff just went from one issue right into the next. It was almost like every issue was a day in the life.
Mm.
So it was just like, remember when Peter didn't meet up with Liz for a study session last issue?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just so, like, it was so episodic instead of just everything being condensed down to, like, weeks and months going by. It was just so much fun to read. And I mean, Steve Ditko is just a breath of fresh air every time I look at his art. Is just fantastic. And I mean, Stan was fun, but of course there is a lot of text on the page.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still like, if you get in that mindset, and I certainly, like, you know, I have like 10 masterpiece collections waiting for 10 volumes.
Sure.
But you have to be in that mindset.
Sure.
To be able to, like, at least for me, to knock them out. And it brought me right into, like, oh my gosh, I've never, like, there were a few that I never saw. I've never ever seen their covers.
Hmm.
So it was just like, I don't, and of course the cover is so bizarre. It's not like Spider-Man fighting the Scorpion.
Right.
It's just this real trippy looking covers of, like, at least two of these issues. And then you read them and it's like, oh, Spider-Man feels like he's going crazy because this European psychiatrist is like, he's going to have a mental break because he's trying to separate his superhero life with his private life. And sooner or later, he's going to break and he's going to go crazy. And so Spider-Man starts feeling like, I'm going nuts. I I'm seeing things. And he sees all of these villains coming after him at different times.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts thinking, like, I'm going crazy. Then he goes to find the doctor, finds his house, knocks on the door. The doctor screams to come in. And Spider-Man, not Peter, Spider-Man's walking through this guy's house. And when he goes from one room to the other, the next room is upside down.
Hmm.
So then he starts really freaking out. And the doctor runs in and the room right sizes again. And Spider-Man's freaking out. Peter's freaking out. He doesn't know what's going on. And the doctor gets him to the point where he wants to take off his mask and he wants to expound this truth and relieve, like, his two personalities. He wants to, and the doctor is like, you want to tell me about this, you want to get this off your chest, it'll make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just about to, and then J. Jonah Jameson walks into the house and walks into it and stops it. And then you find out, and a spoiler alert for a book that's 50 years old, you
what?
Find out,
don't spoil it,
it's so good. The European doctor is Mysterio.
Oh my god. Of course it is.
And Spider-Man was all ready to take off his mask, and of course it's JJJ that stops it. It's so funny. It's so good. And then you see, like, of course they do a flashback, and Peter finally realizes at the end that, like, all of the villains that were coming after him were, oh, here's a bird that's flying close. And how Mysterio found Spider-Man out in the open and sent this mechanical bird that shone like that projected like a movie picture of Doc Ock. And then Spider-Man would go after him and run into a wall. And then later it was a mechanical cat that shone a picture of the Scorpion. And Spider-Man goes after him and Scorpion disappears.
Oh my god.
And it was just so far-fetched, but it was so good. So much fun.
Oh, amazing.
So after reading something that's why I was like, you know what I need as a palate cleanser? Secret Wars.
I hear you, buddy.
Yeah, let's get into it.
I hear you.
Yeah.
We can talk about that.
Oh, it's so much fun.
We'll see.
And one of my buddies wrote to me on Twitter, and he's like, you've read Secret Wars before, right?
No, I never finished it.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Well, don't stall out. Try to keep going on it. But my buddy's like, hey, I'm interested in reading this, but do I need to know any backstory? And I just wrote back to him, and I'm like, to be honest with you, it's Hickman, and it is sort of the culmination of everything that Hickman was trying to do within the Marvel Universe when he first came on.
Hmm.
And I'm like, if you don't know his Fantastic Four run, if you don't know his Avengers run, it is not new reader friendly.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, seriously? And I'm like, yeah, it's years of reading that you would have to read.
Mm.
And I mean, I hate to say it. Like, I want everyone to read it. But yes, could you find it A-okay? Sure. But could you get a heck of a lot more new, the characters and new, like, Hickman's version of the characters and his motivation? Absolutely. They'll be 10 times better. But the strange thing, and I let him know, the strange thing about that is if you're at all interested in any of those offshoot stories that are Secret War or Battle World based,
mm-hmm.
those are pretty much all standalones.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're interested in the Extinction, what is it?
Extinction Agenda?
Extinction Agenda. Like if you've read that originally, they give you a nice little like introductory page to all of those storylines. That's like, this is how Battle World happened. This is what happened in Secret Wars. And all you have to do is read a paragraph and know the back history of, you know, Extinction Agenda. Just like you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And are they hit or miss? Yeah, sure. But it's strange that Secret Wars is so mired down in all of his writing.
I'm reading Pax Romana.
Oh, that's a goodie.
Yeah, I started that. I didn't get very far, though.
Okay.
I haven't played
that's pretty deep.
Thing enough. Yeah. Hey, little known fact. I don't know if you know this, Nick.
Uh-oh.
But Hickman and I are almost twins. I don't know if you knew this.
Ooh. No, I didn't.
Because Hickman is from South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
which is where I live. My birthday is September 4th. Hickman's birthday is September 3rd.
Weird.
We could technically be twins, except he's like 10 years older than I am. Yeah, it's true. It's true. I'm trying to think what my favorite thing he's ever done, though. I gotta think about that. I mean, I love East to West. That's like my shit.
Mm-hmm.
I love East to West. I really like Infinity, though. Like, that might be my favorite Marvel thing. And I never read all that Fantastic Four stuff, so until I do, I can't judge. But Infinity, that was good.
Mine would have to be Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Followed by, and I hate to say it, and you know how much I love Secret War.
Mm-hmm.
It would be Fantastic Four, East of West, Manhattan Projects, Secret Wars, maybe?
Hmm.
Maybe Secret Wars. I loved his Avengers, and for that to culminate in Secret Wars was so fun and so interesting. I don't know, he does sci-fi so good.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Nick. You want to save this TV thing for next time?
Sure, we can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
Fuck your TV, folks.
Oh, no.
We're going to talk about comic book TV shows, but you know what? We're not doing that. Until yeah. I can go and see Marvel's Inhumans.
Mm.
I think that's coming out soon, right?
Couldn't tell you. It's so off my radar.
I think. End of the month, I think. Anyways, okay. Until that comes out. Oh! God damn it. Anyways, until I see that, we'll see. I really want to see it, Nick. Jack really liked it.
That's great.
But everybody else poo-poos on it.
Yeah, people love to jump on a negative bandwagon. Look at Batman versus Superman.
You mean the greatest movie ever?
It's pretty darn good.
It is good.
But everybody loves to rail says something negative that everyone piles.
That's so true. Fuck those people. That's what I say. Tell me what to do. Don't put baby in a corner, goddammit! I gotta make sure I put the explicit tag on this episode. I've said a lot of profanity.
I've been trying to be a good boy.
Good boy! Anyways, what else you got for me, Nick? Or should we wrap this up?
I think we can wrap it up.
Before I wrap it up, I want to give a shout out to our buddy Mike, who gave us another shout out on his podcast. So, of course, we have to shout him back out. You can go check out Michael Myers at Mike's Weekly Reads or Geek Brunch or Geek Brunch Retrocast. He had some very nice things to say about us, Nick. Once again. And it's very much appreciated. So, of course, we have to return the favor.
I loved it, and I'm humbled by it.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's it. For Nick, for me, for us, this has been a podcast, so they say. It's yet to be proven. Nick is at Nick Wetmore on the Twitter machine, and I'm at Geekvine, and together we are at Nerdy Legion. Of course.
Their twin powers activate.
Oh, dude, we should cosplay as the Wonder Twins for C2E2 next year.
Oh, don't even get me going. Okay.
Hey,
can I be Cleek?
Those people cosplayed as Mary with Children with that comfy couch in there.
Mm-hmm.
Surely we can get like buckets and shit and bring them into the conference center.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so good. But can I be Cleek?
You can be whoever you want. It's your show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The bad thing is I have class. Either of them have class. Rats.
Oh, God dang it. All right. Good thing C2E2 came up because I forgot. C2E2 is requesting panels. We have tossed around the idea of doing a Nerdy Legion panel at C2E2.
What?
Yes. I know you're not always in our group chat because you're a busy man, but this came up in our group chat. Yeah. So we might have a Nerd Legion panel at C2E2.
Oh my lord.
If we come up with a good topic and I submit it in time. Which
oh my lord.
So, if you have panel ideas, let us know. And maybe I'll use it to submit it. I just don't want to do a podcast as a panel. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
So, let us know. You can email hello@nerdylegion.com. And that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Go check out the website. Go on iTunes. Leave a review or share it with your friends. And that's it. Next time, we're going to talk about Turkish pubic braiding.
Oh,
this is not a joke. Well, it might not be next time. Will it be next time? It might be next time. Anyways, We're at it. So I found out what the limit is for books you can borrow on Comixology Unlimited.
Oh no!
And
okay,
the limit is 50.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, that's not bad at all.
You don't need more than 50.
Well, I was clicking and clicking and clicking, and then it recommended Invincible to me, and I was like, yes, I want to reread that. So I clicked it, and then it, of course, it recommended Volume 2, so I clicked it, and then it recommended Volume 3, so I clicked it, and so we get to, like, Volume 10, and it's like, you can't add this. And I said, God damn it.
Or does it just pop up and be like, do you really need more than 2,000 pages of Invincible?
Yes. Yes, I do, actually.
You're right.
Not Invincible. Fucking Irredeemable.
Oh, Irredeemable's fun.
Yeah, I do have Invincible in my queue, though. But
yeah, Invincible's fun, too.
Irredeemable. God, that was good.
That was real good.
Anyways, Nicholas. Breaking news!
This is a lot different than me announcing something like that.
So do I need to, like, rephrase the announcement now that I'm recording again?
Well, absolutely.
Okay, so I'm not going to be reading DC Comics anymore. Wait, that's not how I said it. All right,
oh, no, you were so cavalier.
Here's what's happening. Marvel, no big deal. Like, handful, yeah. Like, I'm okay. Unlimited. DC, you need to do a DC Unlimited. What's wrong with you?
Dude, I would so be all over that.
Anyways, here's what's happening with DC Comics.
Yes.
Batman is going to continue being purchased as a floppy.
Of course.
Detective Comics will continue being purchased as a floppy.
Mm-hmm,
those two are givens.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, there may be some things that come in and out that I may decide to buy on a month-to-month basis once in a while. However, beyond that, I'm just going to buy the trades.
Wow. So you've become pretty much trade waiting, not digital, but trade waiting.
With DC, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Because, I still want to read these books, and there's no Unlimited. So I want to get them. And, you know, if you have a book coming out every 2 weeks, and they're still doing the 4-issue trades, 5-issue trades, whatever. Like, okay, so I'm waiting 2 months to read the story instead of, normally a month, right? I mean, think about with other publishers. If you wait for a trade to come out, you're talking at least 4 issues.
Oh, for sure.
That's 4 months plus at least another month before the trade comes out.
So, I would say more than a month.
Or more. I mean, with some of the indies, like, once the arc starts, within 6 months, you'll have the trade for it. You know what I mean? With like Marvel and DC used to be terrible with it. It'd be year, 2 years before the trade came out. Now, not so much. Anyways, like, dude, I can wait, 2-3 months for the trade to be out. I'm okay with that.
I've been telling you that for ages.
I know. So I'm going to do that. Here's the safe list as of right now. It's Red Hood and the Outlaws, Deathstroke, and Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps.
Wow.
As of right now, nothing else is safe from the trade list. We'll see. I think that's pretty fair, though. I don't know, dude. We'll see. There's like, really good stuff that comes out sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, the all the Kirby one-shots that they've been putting out.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really good. Like Black Racer, there was an Apocalypse one, I think it was, or a Dark Side one. A couple other ones. The Mr. Miracle is interesting.
Imagine how great those are going to be in trade.
Oh, dude, that's what I'm saying. If they put out like a Kirby trade, like after Mr. Miracle's over. Well, no, you know what? They're probably going to do that trade separate because Tom King does it.
Yeah.
But imagine, like, the Kirby trade. They have Mr. Miracle 1 through whatever the fuck, 4, 6, whatever they're doing. And then all the Kirby one-shots. Oh, my God, that'd be so awesome.
Sure, yeah.
I need to be on the lookout for that.
You can also wait 6 months to get it.
Well, that's what I'm saying, as a trade.
Right.
It'd be awesome as a trade.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to deal with... that's the problem, though, Nick. Like, now Metal came out, and I've already got some of the issues of Metal.
Mm-hmm. But that's, like, Batman-centric, right?
Well, kind of. Not really.
Yeah,
I mean, but... yes, but no.
Okay.
So I don't know, and like that would probably be awesome in trade. But they'll end up doing a couple, though, I would think. I would think they'd do the metal miniseries and then do the one-shot separate. Although, sure. If they do a hardcover metal omnibus, that could be interesting.
That would be good. Is it going to go across a lot of lines?
I have no idea.
A lot of titles.
Okay. Nick, here's the thing, curious. Nick. Not having the need to keep up with current books, not only does it give me less stress, it gives me attitude. And you know what? It's pretty fucking awesome.
Ignorance is pretty much bliss.
Although I gotta say, I'm considering doing a news podcast. Like a 5-minute daily podcast. I don't know, Nick.
On comic book news or yeah. News?
No, fuck news.
I don't know.
I don't want to talk about some Trump fake news on here. Who? I don't know who that is. Need to quit making stuff up.
Well, anyways. Our emailer would love you to do that. What the heck?
That's what I gotta say. I think, Nick, that this week I'm going to finalize my new pull list, and I'm actually think it's going to be super tiny. Because, like, what can I put on my pull list? It's going to be ongoing books that go on the pull list. I can't put, like, miniseries on the pull list. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's just me.
Well, you could.
I mean, I could. Well, I mean, I kind of maybe have to if I want to order some of that stuff. But, so tough.
But it's it relieves a lot of stress.
Just like masturbation.
Ooh. That's what I like about it. Just you're not beholden to, I gotta get that, and then, oh my god, my shop forgot to put that into my box. Ah!
That reminded me of a picture I saw this past week. Somebody in Florida had boarded up their house. And on one of the boards they used on the windows, they had spray painted Irma Gerd.